It's 9:46 a.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking from Sibigat, Afga Barangay. Afga Barangay. Agusan del Sur, Caraga, Mindanao, Philippines. I made a recording last night, and I'm going to play that for you.
This is really, really sad for the 31 people who got themselves shot, 18 dead. Reading this on the AP News. So this guy, Card, a history of mental illness, an array of weapons. Law enforcement knew about his potential for violence, but he was still able to own guns and commit the deadliest mass shooting in Maine's history. This is on the AP News. Holly Raymer, Lindsay Whitehurst, Kimberly Krusi, K-R-U-E-S-I, Bernard Condon, and Patrick Whittle all wrote about this. Why did he have guns at all? Okay. 4 hours after he shot and killed 18 and wounded 13 others at a bowling alley and a bar in Maine's second largest city, he was identified as a person of interest. Card was found dead 2 days after his rampage, but he had been well known to law enforcement for months. Mark Collins, federal policy director at the Gun Violence Prevention Group Brady, referring to measures often called red flag laws, which Maine does not have, said, "This is the clearest cut case I've seen where an extreme risk protection order could have saved all those lives. The guy did everything short of taking out a front page ad in the newspaper saying he was going to commit an atrocity," Collins said. So this guy got himself sent to a hospital over near the military academy in New York. He was there 2 weeks. And when that happens, they're supposed to tell the FBI about that. "Since the commander and I are the ones who had him committed, we are the them," wrote the unidentified letter writer. He also said, "I was the reason he can't buy guns anymore because of the commitment." Card had threatened to shoot up the Army Reserve Drill Center in Saco, Maine, and other places, and said that he was going to get them. Authorities at the state and federal level have not said that Card's history of mental illness should have triggered laws that kept him from owning guns. Okay, so they haven't said that. There was nothing on Card's record before the shooting that would have kept him from passing a federal background check to buy a gun. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said in a statement. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Involuntary commitments are reported to federal authorities, and it's different from state to state. Generally, though, not everyone who gets mental health treatment at a facility is considered involuntarily committed. That's a determination legally made by a court or a board, which then communicates it to another state body tasked with sending that information to the federal background check system maintained by the FBI.
There was another Air Force guy who'd been in the Air Force, and he shot like 17 people in Texas at a church. I was just looking through the AP news, and I had talked about Sam Bankman-Fried, and I wanna, he got convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's spectacular rise and fall in the cryptocurrency industry, a journey that included his testimony before Congress, a Super Bowl advertisement, and dreams of a future run for president, hit rock bottom Thursday when a New York jury convicted him of fraud. This is by Larry Neumeister. Hope he writes a book some days. Got pretty good word choice. Sam Bankman-Fried's scheme cheated customers and investors of at least $10 billion. Well, at least he didn't think small. And that's a bad joke, I'm sorry. After the month-long trial, jurors rejected Friedman's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His crimes caught up to him. His crimes have been exposed, Assistant U.S. Attorney Danielle Sassoon told the jury of the one-time billionaire just before they were read the law by Judge Louis A. Kaplan and began deliberations. Sassoon said Bankman-Fried turned his customers' accounts into his personal piggy bank as up to $14 billion disappeared. I know he was out on a $250 million bond and then they locked him up. I can't believe that they would let him out, but the law is the law. As Charles Dickens once said, the law is an ass. The cryptocurrency industry might be new. The players like Sam Bankman-Fried might be new. This kind of fraud, this kind of corruption is as old as time, and we have no patience for it. So said U.S. Attorney Damian Williams to reporters after the verdict. So let's see, where's Bankman-Fried gonna? Let's see. Okay. Oh, it brought up Bernie Madoff. The trial attracted intense interest with its focus on a fraud on a scale not seen since the 2009 prosecution of Bernard Madoff, whose Ponzi scheme over decades cheated thousands of investors out of about $20 billion. Madoff pleaded guilty, was sentenced to 150 years in prison, where he died in 2021. The prosecution of Bankman-Fried put a spotlight on the emerging industry of cryptocurrency and a group of young executives in their 20s who lived together in a $30 million luxury apartment in the Bahamas as they dreamed of becoming the most powerful player in a new financial field. Prosecutors made sure jurors knew that the defendant they saw in court with short hair and a suit was not the man with big messy hair and shorts that became his trademark appearance after he started his cryptocurrency hedge fund, Alameda Research, in 2017, and FTX, his current cryptocurrency exchange, 2 years later. They showed pictures of SBF sitting with a deck of cards and mingling at the Super Bowl with celebrities, including the singer Katy Perry. Assistant U.S. Attorney Nicholas Roos called Bankman-Fried someone who likes celebrity chasing. Okay, so let's see. Let's see. So he got a lot of influence. AP News wrote about it. I'm not really too concerned about about what was before. I'd like to know how much time he's gonna get in jail. Nishad Singh, the former head of engineering at FTX, testified that he felt blindsided and horrified at the result of the actions of a man he once admired when he saw the extent of the fraud as the collapse last November left him suicidal. Ellison, Wong, and Singh all pleaded guilty to fraud charges and testified against SBF in hopes of leniency at sentencing. Let's see. Okay. I want to see how much time he's going to get. Oh, he hasn't been sentenced yet. Former federal prosecutor said the quick verdict after only half a day of deliberation showed how well the government tried the case. The government tried the case as expected, said Joshua A. Naftalis. It was a massive fraud, but that doesn't mean it had to be a complicated fraud, and I think the jury understood that argument. So Wong, I don't remember the girlfriend's name. Gary Wong, he's a co-founder. Freed directed Gary Wong to insert code into FTX's operations so that Alameda Research could make unlimited withdrawals from FTX and have a credit line up to $65 billion. My goodness. Let's see, who is Ellison? Okay. I think Ellison was the girlfriend. Okay, so anyway, that's history. What else is going on here? It's gonna look at Reuters, but I don't want to accidentally record anything. Volatile situation on the border between Lebanon and Israel. Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy. Does that make her the Chief of Naval Operations? Yes. Yeah, just a moment. She is the second woman in the U.S. Navy to be promoted to 4-star general. I'm going to ask you to tune in tomorrow. I'll read that and see if there's anything interesting to share with you. This is like 14 minutes long. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. This is Omar WJ. Please continue tuning in.